Rock 107 WIRX. Good morning. 6:38. We're going to take a full look at your forecast here in just a little bit. Right now, though, let's do your rock news.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
Some rock news quick hits. The Warped Tour 25th anniversary celebration. 25 years. Huh? You ever been to the Warped Tour?
No.
It's a good time. It's a good time. I've been once in my life and had a blast.
Love to go to concerts.
Yeah.
But you go to all of them, so I got to stay here and do all the work.
Shut up. You just were in Vegas on vacation. You were just out. You've had plenty of vacations. Just go to a concert.
I've had one vacation since you've been here.
You've had like five.
Really?
It's insane. You're gone all the time. Anyway, next vacation, you're going to a concert. They're set up for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland. They're also going to be doing one in Atlantic City, New Jersey, and Mountain View, California. And the lineups will be announced, and tickets will go on sale on March 1st. So, exciting stuff. Cleveland's pretty much the closest one for us, but not terribly far there. Mm-hmm. Alice in Chains' spring tour of the Midwest in Canada starts April 10th in Vancouver, wraps up April 28th in Quebec City. They're kind of making a little loop-de-loop there down into us. Lastly, Eddie Vedder will open for The Who at Wembley Stadium in London on July 6th.
Who?
This, what?
Who?
Moron. The Who.
Oh.
Who?
Who?
Who's on first? This next story is one of the coolest things for me. AC/DC is my favorite band, and anything involving them just intrigues the hell out of me, especially when it involves their first singer. Well, technically second singer, if you really want to get into it. Bon Scott. Mm-hmm. A letter written by the late AC/DC singer Bon Scott to a female friend during the band's 1978 Powerage tour is up for auction, which is crazy because that's like a year and a half before he died.
Yeah.
Like, that's nuts, man. It shows he wasn't all that happy with his life on the road at the time. In it, he apologizes to his friend, whose name is Valerie, for not writing or calling enough because he, quote, said, is always traveling or drunk or hungover or today I'm shaking so much I can hardly write. He admits that he, quote, had to stop making phone calls when it got too much in the red with the money situation. He said he already owed about $130 in the week's wages. And about 2 weeks ago, he owed the band about $70 on payday. He calls that, quote, crazy, but says that being crazy is about the only way he's able to maintain his sanity. Scott expresses concern about his mental and physical health, writing that he's beginning to feel and look just a little haggard and would love to check himself into a sanitarium for a month, which is crazy. When you watch any AC/DC video, any live performance, you know, he was the epitome of the crazy front man, you know, just into the live shows, drinking all the time. Like, it was awesome.
Uh-huh.
It was awesome. But obviously, when it got down to it, and it was just Bon, you could tell it was wearing him out. And he just goes into this nice, very poignant letter and just an awesome read. I already read the whole thing. It's up for auction. The starting bid, unfortunately, is well out of my price range, $6,500. And that will be ending on January 31st. So if you want a piece of rock and roll history written by Bon Scott himself and signed, you can get it on it. It's on the website. And it's written on Hilton stationery from a hotel. So cool, man. I'd love to have. Can I have $6,500?
Sure. Here you go.
I would love to have this. All right. That's your rock news. We'll be back.